Good morning, I'm Marilyn Smith. We're taking a look at the Columbus restaurant scene on All Sides Weekend. Joining me this morning, WOSU restaurant reviewer Rich Terapak, his son Rich, along with Columbus Monthly restaurant critic John Champlin. Welcome to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn.
We thought we'd start out talking about a few deals that are available to Columbus diners. Among them are deals offered by Dine Originals, and this is a website you can go to that's run by a number of local restaurant owners. I think there's some 53, 54 restaurants.
It's always growing. It's great that they keep adding to their numbers and make those Dine Original Weeks even choicier.
And it's a nice list.
Yeah, it is.
It certainly is
a
nice list. And you can go there, and there's an entire list of coupons you can buy that support the restaurants and allow you to eat there. For example, if you pay $17, you can buy $25 worth of food. So it's a nice way, a nice incentive to get people to get out and patronize these restaurants.
Particularly places that they may have been holding back from because of, you know, it may have seemed too expensive the first time around. So get out there and do it. And be sure when you use these coupons to tip at the original price.
Absolutely.
Very good advice. Very good advice. And I'm sure nobody would want to stiff their waiter. Cotter's in the Arena, L'Antibes, La Scala, Shoku, the Inn and Spot, Cedar Falls, Black Olive, Bodega, Bazzi Italia. Those are just a few of the restaurants offering these deals. And it's a wonderful way to go out and celebrate the holidays.
Do we find these at the Dine Originals website?
Go to the Dine Originals website. Just type in Dine Originals under Google, and I think it's right on the front page, or it'll say Dine Original Deals somewhere on the front page.
I believe the way that Dine Originals as an organization is funded is that each of their member restaurants are required to basically give to Dine Originals something around in the area of like $2,000 worth of these, of basically credits for the restaurant per year. Dine Originals then sells them at a slight discount to, you know, the amount, say, you know, spend $20 and get $30 worth at the restaurant, and that's actually how they fund the program Dine Originals.
Oh, so they pay their administrative costs then.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. I mean, the restaurants, they, you know, $2,000 a year, you know, but think of how many people it draws in and friends they bring and that kind of thing, and that's how they fund it.
Yeah. Right, and they can discover a new place.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, another way of getting more for less is through Groupon, which is a national coupon organization that's web-based, and they send out emails every day if you're signed up. Yesterday, I think it was Lavash, a restaurant that we've talked about fondly many times on this program.
Fondly,
yeah.
And yesterday's deal was $10 worth of food for $5. And so you go ahead and pay.
I got to sign up.
Absolutely. You go ahead and pay Groupon, and the deal is sent to you, and then you just print it right there on your printer and take that to the restaurant. It can't be easier.
Now, with the Groupon coupons, are they
time sensitive in that you have a number of hours to buy? It's usually less the day.
Okay.
But yesterday, I think when I checked in, and it was early afternoon, and they send out the emails at 5 o'clock in the morning, I think 1,522 Columbus restaurant goers had bought this coupon to Lavash.
Wow. Is there a maximum that Groupon puts out there as far as how many people can purchase it, or is it just a time frame and as many people as possible?
There's a tipping point.
Okay.
They need to sell 75 or the deal's off, and that means if you're one of the first three people, for example, to buy one, and the deal's off, you get your money back.
Okay.
So if they sell 75, the deal's on. And, of course, yesterday, I don't know what the deal was, but
it's like bidding on eBay. If they don't make the minimum, you know, if they don't make the minimum value, then it's just off, right?
Okay. Just like an auction. Be sure, if you use these to go to Lavash for the first time, go back, because they're very thin, if any, margins on this. Oftentimes on the Groupon coupons, they're losing money.
Absolutely.
But it does get you into the restaurant, and in that case, it's well worth it.
Absolutely. Now, another one that is local is called Fuda, and that's F-U-D-H-A, and this was started by Tanisha Robinson, who is local. A dollar of every one of the coupons that you buy through Fuda goes to the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. So that's a nice deal all the way around as well. And this one started, I think, just about a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, and has become quite popular. And this one's exclusively food, whereas Groupon and there's another one called Social Living, I think. Mm-hmm. They extend to hair salons and flying lessons and golf lessons and all sorts of things.
Yeah, yesterday's show on WOSU, they talked about getting their teeth whitened for the first time on a Groupon.
Yeah, Groupon's doing quite well. If I'm not mistaken, I think they recently fended off a cash offer from Google.
Of $6 billion.
Yeah, $6 billion, which is saying something for what they believe in their business model. Yeah.
Well, it really is a phenomenal thing, and it's not totally nationwide yet. I'm not sure when Columbus came on board. It started in Chicago and has moved to most of the major cities, I think, across the country. But it's very popular, and of course, if you sign up a friend, you get $10 free, I think. So there's an incentive built in at almost every step.
Are the Groupons transferable? Can you buy them and give them away as a Christmas gift or holiday gift?
You can buy them as gift certificates. Mm-hmm. I gave my son one to a piece of cake the other day, which was actually Fuda, I think, mm-hmm. because they sent me a notice that it was about to expire. And so my son was going up to Gallery Hop, and I said, well, here, take this with you and load up on some curbs while you're up there. And so,
He lost a lot of weight anyway.
He was happy as a clam. But I think that was one of those, you get $10 for paying $5. So for people who don't know where a piece of cake is, it's a great deal for them. During Gallery Hop, particularly, because it's a little bit off of High Street on Warren. And it's a great way to bring people in who've never been to a place before.
Does anybody know the answer to something that's always perplexed me? People buy
probably
these,
not.
People buy these coupons and then don't use them. Who gets the benefit from that?
Well, I don't know whether they count on that there will be a certain percentage of people who don't.
We know there will be.
Yeah, I think
it's probably built into the algorithm somehow. Yeah. I imagine.
I think they do. I think the restaurant still gets 25% of whatever the cost of the coupon was. And so they hope they don't show up.
As far as why, who knows?
We're people.
Yeah.
Well, and of course you forget. I hadn't thought about this one that I folded up and put in my purse until they sent me, a
Cindy
notice.
And I just went to G. Michael's the other night on a $25 gift card we had forgotten about that we found in a drawer. So I think it's probably just forgetfulness, at least in our case.
In the case of gift cards rather than coupons, I understand the state legislation a couple years ago makes they cannot expire.
Right.
You can use them, unless the restaurant goes under, and you can use them at any time, 2 or 3 years later. So.
Right.
Well, that's probably as it should be.
Mm-hmm. I think that pertains to retail stores, restaurants, everything, but for gift certificates, not coupons.
292-8513, it's All Sides Weekend. I'm Marilyn Smith. We're taking a look at the Columbus restaurant scene this morning with restaurant reviewers Rich Terapak, his son Rich, and Columbus Monthly restaurant critic John Champlin, and we're happy to have you back.
Thank you.
And we have Jason on the line, who I think wants to talk about the jury room. Jason?
Hello.
Hi.
I got a free coupon from restaurant.com and went online and printed out a certificate for a coupon for the jury room. And it looked legitimate and everything was just fine, but I went there yesterday for lunch.
Surprise.
It ain't open yet.
Yes.
No.
So what's the deal with the jury room?
I just read recently Liz Lessner was hoping to get it opened by the end of December. It looks like it's going to be early January instead. They're just refurbishing a lot of the place, and they're still working on the menu a little bit. It's going to be kind of a old-slash-Italian theme. There's some pretty interesting stuff. There's a great article on it, a preview interview that Walker Evans from ColumbusUnderground.com did with Liz Lessner that'll tell you a lot about the restaurant and what they're planning on doing, some of the different offerings they're making. I would recommend you check that out, but in that article I read that it'll be now early January.
Where is the article?
It's on ColumbusUnderground.com, and it says sneak preview to Jury Room or something as the title.
Okay.
Did you notice, Jason, if it has an expiration date on it, the coupon?
I have the coupon right here, and I don't see an expiration date, but it has a telephone number, and I was down there, I called on the cell phone, and they said, this phone number has not been connected.
That makes sense.
maybe so.
Yeah.
But I feel kind of miffed because I think that the restaurant.com sort of sent me a curveball here.
What I imagine what probably happened is, you know, the proprietors of Jury Room probably let them know when they intended to be open, because they did intend to open, I believe, by December 15th, I think I read. And I imagine they probably just neglected to get back in touch with them and mention the delays, which often happen when independent restaurants start to open up. But I am sure that just knowing Liz, that she would honor any coupon, you know, that came about.
Right, when you eventually can get in. You also might want to try calling one of her other establishments, Betty or Surly Girls or Tip Top or Dirty Frank's, and see if and perhaps you can use the coupon there.
That's true.
Yeah, well, thanks. That was my next step, but I hadn't done that quite yet.
Well, thank you, and go ahead.
It was just yesterday that I got missed by the Jury Room, so I haven't had a lot of time to follow through on other alternatives.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're great restaurateurs, and I'm sure they'll do you right.
They'll do whatever they can to make that experience up for you, I'm sure.
292-8513. You can also email us at allsideswosu.org. And we have Phil on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. I just stopped at a place called Kathleen's Cafe. When you were talking about the independent restaurants getting started.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it's on Bethel Road, just a little way west of Go Down in a strip mall. I just had a wonderful cookie. It's beautiful, well-lighted place, and I was the only one there.
And this is Kathleen's with a K or a C?
Kathleen's with a K, Cafe. And like I say, I just had wonderful, wonderful baked goods there. And a delicious cup of coffee. I just thought it was so sad that I was the only customer there.
Well, Bethel Road seems to be turning into some kind of restaurant alley. We've talked extensively about how many restaurants are up there, and maybe it's just goes by in a blur or something. People don't know it's there.
Do you know how long they've been open?
They said they had just opened.
Oh.
Well, hopefully your call will get some press out there for them.
let's hope so, because I certainly did enjoy the coffee and cookie there.
Great.
So what is it actually a sit-down eatery with a...
It is a sit-down eatery with takeout.
I see. And there's a baked goods case, or...
There's a baked goods case and display. They had soup, sandwiches, drinks, that sort of thing. And a very, very comfortable decor.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Now, we talked about the Jury Room, and now we've heard about another new place, Kathleen's Cafe. There is another place called G. Willikers, I think, which is out on the east side. The U. Tarapax may be familiar with a New York-style deli on North Hamilton Road.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of this. It's up near Chai Tai.
North Hamilton, North Albany almost.
Oh, you mean the one like Mars?
Yeah, the one north of Morris Road.
Right.
Yes, I remember going out there to the Chai Tai and thinking I wasn't even in Ohio anymore.
Well, it's great to have delis opening. It's terrific. You know, we've got Denny's downtown now that does really
little
well.
Nicky.
That little Nicky sandwich that you can have half for lunch and half for dinner. There are. You know, too few delicatessens. There was a story, I think it was on CBS, that there were as recently as 20 years ago, 85 delicatessens in Manhattan, and now there are 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's,
compare the numbers of fast food joints.
Right. And, you know, people think pastrami's got too much fat or whatever, but sometimes you have
don't.
To, you know, some vitamins only work with fat. So.
Which ones, Rich?
See? So, I'm anxious to try it. I think it's not been open very long.
Well, the slogan, this is a ousted New Yorker or a displaced New Yorker, East Coast cuisine meets the Midwest. But I do think it's pretty traditional deli fare, Reubens, that kind of thing.
Big sandwiches, cheesecake. All sounds pretty good at 11:20 in the
corned
morning.
Corned beef.
Another new place that's opening up, the Barrel and Bottle in the North Market, and we did talk about that, I think, with you, Rich, not too long ago. This is the same fellow that owns Bodega in the Short North, is opening a restaurant to replace the little wine store.
Right. Grapes of Mirth, unfortunately, did not, I believe, didn't keep up their liquor license, which was in Short North.
How does that happen?
Who knows? And fortunately, though, for the North Market, they are replacing it with this new place, and hopefully it's good. Are they open yet? I'm not familiar.
They are open.
They are?
I was there last week. The other place that's opening at North Market, and somebody help me with the name of it's a pizza place that's currently on North
Clever Crow?
Yes, Clever Crow is opening where the popcorn person used to be at North Market, and they've got really interesting pizzas. A lot of cornmeal in the crust, fairly thick. You know, lots of onion reduction and figs and that kind of stuff on the pizza. So give it a try.
It's very creative stuff. It was actually, if you saw the brief segment on Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations where they visited Columbus. He did not visit the restaurant, but it was featured on there. And they've got just very interesting pizzas. Yeah. And they're moving in.
We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and talk more about that in just a minute.
On your drive home, get local updates with the award-winning WOSU News Team.
Agencies that help the poor and people with disabilities are likely to see their state aid reduced. Nonprofits like food banks and social service groups often are the first places people turn.
It's maintaining the resources that they're giving us for food, not for our operations or anything else. This is about a lot of food that people would need.
Hear the latest in local and national news with All Things Considered on WOSU 89.7 FM.
35 degrees in downtown Columbus, a few clouds and some sunshine today, and a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 27 degrees. Some sunshine on Saturday and a little warmer with a high near 42. Saturday night, there is a good chance of rain mixing with a little snow and a low of 29 degrees. All Sides weekend continues on WOSU 820 NPR News. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, I'm Marilyn Smith. We're talking about restaurants here on All Sides Weekend this morning with Rich Terapak and his son, who do restaurant reviews here at WOSU, and John Champlin of Columbus Monthly. Now, we were talking about the Colorful Crow. That's
Clever
right.
Crow.
Clever Crow.
And just saying that it's one of the new spots opening up in the North Market, along with a new place called Brezel, which is a Bavarian pretzel restaurant that's opening up.
Great little, great big pretzels, great small pretzels, little nuggets of pretzels with jalapeno and garlic. Good stuff.
Now, is this like a sandwich store or only pretzels?
I believe it's just pretzels. They probably occupy a fairly small space. They're still working on the equipment and permits and all that right now, but I think they're hoping to open in January.
Yeah, maybe they throw some mustard or something in.
There's another place, actually, that opened, I think, several months ago in the North Market. I'd like to mention Spices LTD Limited. It's in the corner of the northwest corner of the market next to the candy shop. The guy, I can't remember his name right now off the top of my head, but they do a lot of great stuff. He mixes several of his own blend spices, and I just wanted to encourage people to check it out because if you like to cook at home, it's a terrific spice shop.
And how's the pricing?
Pricing's fair. I wouldn't call it, a deal, but in North Market, very little is.
But they have lots of different salts, lots of different peppers, lots of different mixes for rubs.
They had a great smoked sea salt that I tried. Which was neat.
When we had Michael Ruhlman in town for his second visit, we dragged him back to town.
Give us a little history on that.
He came through with Anthony Bourdain on the No Reservations trip, and they ate at Kihachi, which was good. They didn't eat at a couple other places, and he made an off-the-cuff comment that didn't get edited out, which was Columbus is still a city of strip centers and Applebee's. There are a couple food guys in town who take this very seriously, and my good buddy Jim Boudreaux, along with Steve Stover, figured out a way to get this guy back into town.
Was there a gun involved?
Practically.
He was kidnapped.
Just about, hogtied and brought back to town. He lives in Cleveland, and it happens.
So he came willingly.
Yeah. Anything to get out of town.
To qualify, he is a famous chef and author who's written, I think, 14 or 15 cookbooks. He's very well regarded, but he didn't have the nicest things to say.
Yeah, but it was kind of just off the cuff. He really wasn't being that malevolent, I don't think. But He came to town. He was lured to town. We happened to have a friend whose son is his best friend. So that's how we got – and a big Buckeye fan. So we gave him 50-yard line seats for the Penn State game and got him to come to Columbus at 4 o'clock on a Friday, fed him at least 28,000 calories in 22 hours.
There are vitamins that go with it.
There are vitamins that go with it. Went to a number of stops. We started off at Los Gachos, the taco truck on the west side. Went to Middle West Spirits, which if you haven't been there, it's near the corner of 5th and High. They're making their own vodka.
Something else we need to talk about.
And then to Elena's. In each of these places, we'd ask them to just put a platter out with, you know, a sample of what they were serving there.
So did you call the restaurants beforehand?
We did, and which may have been a mistake. We got to Elena's. We had a very fancy table in the wine room. We had four courses. We had three wines. Then we had to go on to Bossy, which and Johnny did a great job at Bossy and probably had
John Dornbeck.
Did the probably the best dish we had, which was a Parmesan brulee, where he takes the rind of Parmesan and somehow melts it all down and sticks it into a creme brulee. It was fabulous. We went out. It was restaurant week. We dumped on poor Kent Rigsby at about 9:15, which probably...
How are you still walking?
Barely. And, you know, because there's a little wine going with all of this. Designated driver. We dropped him off at about 11, picked him up at 8 a.m., went down to Thurn's. This guy has written a very good cookbook, still in print, called on charcuterie. And he just loved Thurn's, and Al showed him around the back, the 100-year-old equipment. Went from there to Pistachio Vera. He was wowed by Pistachio Vera. And just their technique and how authentic they are in their French pastries. From there to Skillet, again, they...
There's no mercy.
No mercy. You know, the guy finally said uncle at Skillet. From Skillet, you know, did the five-egg stinky cheese omelet, that kind of stuff, and the buckwheat pancakes that are a size of cake. You know, you get three of these buckwheat pancakes with their own syrup. Moved on to Katzinger's, from Katzinger's to North Market, where we sampled a bunch of Jenny's ice creams. Stopped by the spice guy, who said, "I know you. I think I know." He said, "Oh my God, you're Michael," which was a lot of fun. Yeah, and they got a little entourage following him around at that point. From there, we went to City Barbecue, and packed down some barbecue before we dropped him off at the football game.
I think packed is probably the best verb at this point.
And we go to his blog, because a couple of days later he wrote a very flattering blog about the quality of food and new restaurants and restaurateurs in Columbus. It's michaelruhlman.com.
And you spell Ruhlman with an H? Or
yeah, Ruhlman. And he's from Cleveland, and he said some things about it being better than Cleveland and got some really wonderful responses. The most notorious of which, at least among our friends, is that somebody called him LeBron 2.
So apparently that didn't go over very well in Cleveland. But it redeemed him here.
It redeemed him among the
food. He's welcome here.
Yeah. Among what he affectionately called us, the food mafia.
Yeah.
So. You mentioned Middle West Spirits near the intersection of 5th and High Streets.
Right.
And this is a new establishment as well, or fairly new.
It is. It came to being after a couple of hard-fought years to get the right kind of license. There's a new license available in Ohio. There are only two of them, I think, that have been issued so far, where you can actually distill liquor and sell it at the same location. And so they have a very nice little retail spot as well. They're doing some very fine vodka. Vodka, to me, always has too much of an alcohol flavor. I'm one of those gin martini guys. But this is a very smooth, flour-like, vodka. Really, really very good. I think it's for all the effort they put into it, they're selling it for $30, $35 a bottle.
$35 a bottle. We were lucky enough to get a tour of the establishment. It's really impressive if you ever get a chance to make it in there. They've imported all these great distilleries from Germany, and they're going to make a few different other liqueurs there and do some blended vodkas, but their main product, and I believe they just placed 7th out of 150 in a one of the vodka contests they have nationally. So it's very good stuff. It's a real interesting thing for the for Columbus to have down in the short north. So we wish them the best.
It's kind of on the it's the sort of the alley that runs parallel to North High Street, just in the kind of the northwest corner of Fifth and High. It's a long white building. It's really well done. They've got a lot of their employees are also working at Abercrombie and Fitch, so it has a real retail look to it.
So that is this basically a distillery, or is there a bar there? Or
no, there is no bar. It is just a distillery, but they have a little retail shop built into it. Yeah.
And I think the name of their vodka looks like Ohio.
It's pronounced Ohio.
Ohio.
Which I believe is an Indian term.
The original American Indian term for Ohio.
So it's not like O-H-I-O.
Exactly. It's apparently that's originally how the Native Americans called Ohio was Ohio, and then it was adapted to Ohio. By the settlers.
Y-O-Y-O.
And I think
spelled O-Y-O.
That this liquor is being used at some local bars, but it isn't very well known yet.
No, it isn't. Well, they actually only, I think, opened up a few months ago.
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
But several local bars are carrying it, which is a good way to try it, and if you really like it, and stop in and get a bottle from the producers.
I'll stop on my way home.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Liquid lunch for you. is this on a par with, say, Absolute or Grey Goose? Or?
Boy, I liked it a lot better. They do a taste test against Grey Goose or Finlandia or any of them, and it just I think Michael Ruhlman said in his blog the other one, you should put on a cotton swab and put it on a sore.
It has a lot more characteristics going on than like a Smirnoff or an Absolute. The main difference is those vodkas use almost like a coffee filter type paper to do their filtering. They use a carbon filter at Middle West Spirits, which allows for a lot of the what would kind of be called impurities, but they also give the vodka a lot of its character, allow that to get through, whereas the coffee filters really strip out a lot of the true characteristics of vodka.
Well, that's very interesting. It also helps to develop that northern end of the short north.
Yeah,
absolutely.
292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have a few more minutes before the next break. You have a list, Rich, I think, of some other new places that have opened up.
Oh, yeah, I've mentioned a couple of them. But one thing, we always get several callers that call in interested in gluten-free products.
Absolutely.
And, they're not offered that many places. And I was happy to see I went to get a haircut at a Drexel Barber Shop in Bexley. It's at Drexel in Maine. And next door, there's signs up. It's still paper in the window. They aren't open yet. Dad, you caught the name.
I think it's Cherbourg, like in the umbrellas of. The C-H-E-R-B-O-U. RG.
And again, that's in Bexley at Drexel in Maine, and gluten-free
this
bakery.
This isn't going to be a real French bakery, is it? The name makes one hope.
Yeah, but we don't know yet because we haven't sampled it yet. But
I'm not sure if all of their products will be gluten-free or if they'll make other offerings, for people who do not have the allergy. But it's a great development for people who do have to eat under a certain diet and have trouble finding it. Other than that, I think I mentioned on the last show, Piatta, Italian street food, which recently opened in Upper Arlington, was looking to open another location on East Main in Bexley, and they were able to pass the issue ballot, like 11A or whatever, to allow them to have a liquor license to just serve wine and beer. So that should be opening up. I think they're going to actually raise the building and put something new there. It's an old Huntington Bank building. But that should open up, I believe, next year. So that's a little ways off. And then the Salvi family, who have been doing Italian food in Columbus forever, pretty much, are reopening a new place in the old Stony River Steakhouse at 5000 Upper Metro Place in Dublin. That's the other one I knew of.
I think the Piatta is Chris Duty of the Duty Brothers. Bringing a new concept. It's essentially Chipotle done in Italian street food. And it's fresh and it's good. And it's, the one that's open now is on Lane Avenue,
the
West Lane.
The Fiesta Shopping Center.
Yeah, where the old Fiesta bowling lanes used to be. I think I neglected to mention when we talked about Ruhlman that we also stopped by Pistachio Vera.
You did.
I mentioned it to you guys.
You mentioned it.
Did I? Okay.
And just think, soon there will be pasta salvi again.
That's right.
292-8513, and Alan is joining us. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, you?
good. I just wanted to compliment you on your show. It's great, and I just love listening to all the stuff that comes out.
The little surprises.
Not from Columbus. We actually were passing through about 9 months ago, and we were a little bit past Columbus, but we tuned into WOSU, and your show was on, and we were looking for a lunch place to eat at Zanesville.
I remember that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your readers chimed in. The one place they mentioned that looked awfully good wasn't open for lunch, unfortunately. But and we didn't even wind up eating in Zanesville for lunch. But we did. We had our dessert first at a place that they mentioned called Donald's Donuts that was as decadent as any donut shop could be. And so I just wanted to kind of pass that on. I'm not sure what there really is in Zanesville, but we'll be making the trip again at some point. So maybe we'll find out.
Well, yep. I'm sure that we'll hear from our listeners again. Thank you so much for your call and for listening. Sure.
If anyone in Zanesville is listening or in that area, I get out there for work quite a bit, and I found a nice Mexican restaurant I like called Tlaquepaque on Maple Avenue, if you're ever out there.
Sounds like it kind of rhymes with Tarapac.
It's a funny name, but good place. It's always packed every time I go there. It's a favorite amongst locals, so I thought I'd mention them.
Well, thanks so much for your call and for your suggestion. John is joining us. Good morning. John?
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to also bring to your attention another distillery that's just opened up, micro distillery in Columbus, called Watershed Distillery.
I've heard of this, yeah.
It's on the west side?
They're actually, I don't know if it's Grandview Heights or the Columbus, but their distillery is right near Jenny's production facility in, I guess it's Grandview Heights. And they are selling gin and vodka, and I picked up a bottle each at Weiland's in Clintonville, and I know they're selling, but they just started selling this week, and it's pretty fantastic stuff.
Wow. And this is called Watershed Distillery.
And they actually, I got on their website, and they have an open house tonight, so I thought people would want to know that, and it's watersheddistillery.com.
And the name of the street?
I believe it's Chesapeake, but the address is on the website.
Okay.
And it's really fantastic. The gin is nice and smooth. It's not super junipery like some of the other gins are. It's got more of a, I don't know, a citrusy, I don't know if it's cinnamon, allspice, but it's got some interesting stuff going on, and I really like it. My wife, who doesn't like gin at all, will actually drink it with me. So,
do you know does their license allow them to actually sell retail at that location?
I don't think it does.
Yeah,
I don't think it does.
Case. But
you said they offered at Weiland's.
But you've got it at Weiland's, and it's probably
and also the Giant Eagle Market District. Somebody told me. I don't know if that's true or not.
They've got everything else.
it's really fantastic, and they're selling it for, I think, less than the Middle West. They're selling it for in the $25 range, I think.
Okay. A little competition.
Well, it's always good, I think, to know that these kinds of startup companies are choosing Columbus to grow their business in, and it's a great addition to that area. As you know, the Grandview Yard is going up in that area. I think mm-hmm. Chesapeake is one of those streets between 5th and 3rd, which is kind of a little industrial perk.
And speaking of gin, this just occurred to me. I was also reading in that article, we mentioned the Jury Room earlier, that they're going to be doing a lot of gin-based drinks as opposed to, you know, the vodka craze of the
Thank
last
goodness.
Decade. And I know, Dad, you're a gin drinker.
Yippee!
I knew that would make you happy. I did want to mention that's going to be a main feature of the Jury Room's bar menu.
Well, some of us are allergic to gin, as we found out the hard way.
Oh, no.
That's too bad.
292-8513, if you'd like to join the conversation. Here's Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to mention a place called King's Garden off of Sawmill. I think in Sumner, there's a shopping center there. The chef used to be the chef at Shangri-La, which is on Cleveland Avenue, and was a popular Chinese restaurant, particularly for Chinese. There were many Chinese who ate there. The chef retired after there were a few holdups in that area and was out of business for several years, and his family coaxed him back into business. And they now have opened under new management at this restaurant called King's Garden.
Well, thank you very much for that information, because we always have listeners who call into the show asking about Chinese, authentic Chinese cooking, so that's really good to know. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
When the film Winter's Bone was released earlier this year, Fresh Air film critic David Edelstein described it as a miraculous film. It's now out on DVD. On the next Fresh Air, we hear from the director, Deborah Granick, and the author of the novel it's based on, Daniel Woodrell. Join us.
Fresh Air begins in 20 minutes. It starts at noon right here on WOSU 820 NPR News. Be sure to watch Columbus on the Record tonight at 8:30 on WOSU TV. This week, WOSU News and Public Affairs Director Mike Thompson and his panel discuss what lawmakers from Ohio think of the president's tax deal. Governor-elect Kasich hints at how he will balance the state budget. And red light cameras, are they a money grab or a safety tool? Those topics and more, tune in for Columbus on the Record, tonight at 8:30 on WOSU TV. And it's 35 degrees in downtown Columbus, cloudy skies, and a little bit of sunshine peeking through the clouds later today, a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 27 degrees, some sunshine for Saturday and a high of 41. And then rain moves in Saturday night. That rain will mix with a little bit of snow after midnight and a low of 29 degrees. And there is a chance of some snow on Sunday with a high near 30. All Sides Weekend continues on WOSU 820 NPR News.
Good morning, I'm Mary Ellen Smith. This is All Sides. We're talking about restaurants and food this morning with WOSU reviewers Rich Terapak and his son Rich, along with Columbus Monthly restaurant critic John Champlin. We've gotten a couple of emails this morning, one from Alan, who points to his favorite deli as On the Fly, Dragonfly's Deli on King Avenue, and I didn't even know they had a deli.
Dragonfly does everything.
Yeah, they do. They do it well. Including gin martinis. I don't want to talk about that too much.
Well,
we should mention that it's a vegetarian place. Don't go looking for pastrami.
Right.
And from Samantha, she'd like to turn our attention to Moy's, which is on High Street, right across from the OSU campus, next to Buckeye Donuts. And she says it's the most amazing and authentic Chinese cuisine she's ever had. The food is prepared by Mr. Moy, and his wife serves the food. This is another one I haven't heard of.
Oh, go there. I'm very fond of the place.
It's going to be lunch today.
It's a little hole in the wall. Parking is not always easy. It's the campus area. But the folks are wonderful folks, and Mr. Moy really knows what he's doing.
This is M-O-Y Moy. Anybody else been there?
Nope.
I don't believe so.
Well, we always appreciate our listeners who have gone to many more places than we can venture out to.
You only eat so much.
I can't.
Well, I don't know. Your journey with Mr. Ruhlman proves that apparently you can eat so much. 292-8513. And we have Jose joining us. Good morning. Jose?
Yes. Hey, I just wanted to recommend a place called Poblanos. It used to be Don Pablo's. It is on Bixby Road and Main Street on Main.
Oh, is that open now? I had seen that the for rent sign came down off there. Are they open for business now?
Yep, they were. They opened yesterday, and I ate yesterday. I had lunch there.
And that's Poblanos, like the pepper?
Yeah, Poblanos, like Poblano, like the okay. pepper. But sure. The owner is from Puebla, Mexico, which is a state. Mexico, and I'm from Puebla too. So I'm a salesperson. I'm in charge of the Latino market here in Columbus. So I eat in every Mexican restaurant.
Talk to us.
Yeah, tell us what you have and what's the cuisine like.
It is good. What I have, they have to be known for their mole and their chile rellenos. And the mole that I had yesterday is pretty much the best in town, I think.
Wow.
Mm. The hot sauce that they serve with the chips is just really, really delicious. So you have to try it.
So this is locally owned?
It is locally owned. The name, I don't know if you want to know the owner's name, but it is locally owned. Okay. I believe his name is Jose Fuentes.
So it's not a chain out of somewhere?
Fuentes.
It is not. It is not.
Okay.
And for those who are not familiar with the location, it's a rather large restaurant complex.
It is huge, yeah.
So you can see it clearly off of Main Street, kind of between Nobixby and the Hamilton Road area.
Yeah,
you can see it from 270.
Right, it's on the north side of the street.
Well, that's great to know. I wish them all the luck.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call.
Have another place on the east side.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
From Mexico,
you too. Thank you.
Thank
you. We have Lance joining us who'd like to talk about the Grant Cafeteria.
Yes, it's a wonderful place. I live in the neighborhood. I'm retired on a very fixed income. And they have wonderful freshly prepared food. You can mix your own salad. It's very plain. It's nothing very fancy, but they have wonderful soups. My God.
Is this the Grant Hospital cafeteria?
Yes, yes. It's on the second floor, and it's always clean.
Well, I would hope.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, I practically live there. I bring all my mail and so forth and really neat. It's a wonderful. But at any rate, they, as a senior, they give you a 10% discount there as well. And the food is very reasonably priced to begin with. So I recommend that for people who have a noon hour that live in the downtown area. They can go over there and get quickly served and just choose the array of food that they have there.
Now, there's a place I would never have found on my own.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
and I was wondering if there's other places for seniors that are on the broke side that are economical, that cater to that have a buffet type, because I do like to select the food of my own choice and make my own mixes.
If you're living in or near that neighborhood, and I don't know how public this is, but I know it's open to the public. They don't advertise. State Auto on Broad Street has.
Oh, State Auto. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Doesn't the federal courthouse have a cafeteria? I thought we were going to go to a cafeteria one time that.
Not in the federal courthouse, I don't think.
The other buffet that is down in that area, I'm not sure how reasonable you would consider it. I think it's $8.95 at lunch is Schmitz, the German restaurant over in German Village, has a very plentiful buffet where they offer they have a salad bar, of course. They have, I think, like six or seven different sides, several of their different sausage offerings. Yes, that's at, I can't remember the cross streets, but it's a famous landmark in German Village.
Kossuth. If you just get onto Kossuth heading east at the right point, you'll drive right into the restaurant unless you turn.
That's true, yeah.
292-8513. You can also email us this morning, or as some people have done, you can go on Facebook, even Twitter. And we have another call. This is Jeff, who wants to talk about the Cherbourg Bakery in Bexley.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Jerry. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, my neighbor just was listening, actually, and she said that you guys were mentioning Cherbourg Bakery.
Could you make sure that spelling is correct for me? Because I just made it up.
Jerry, G-E-R-I.
No, right. The bakery.
The bakery.
Okay, well, let's start there. Cherbourg.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
No, I called you, Jeff, because I can't see out of my glasses.
Oh, you called me, Jeff.
And we
well,
didn't.
We have everything going.
Yeah, we did not. We mentioned it just because I happened to notice that I was next door and happened to notice it was coming soon, but we really didn't have any more information other than the gluten-free aspect. Can you enlighten us to anything on the bakery?
Sure. Well, we'll be opening soon. It is all gluten-free. And it's going to be specialty desserts. It's kind of a classic French style of cafe and that sort of thing. Pretty decadent desserts. Traditional sort of, no all-purpose flour, basically all gluten-free.
Okay. Right. And about when do you expect to be opening?
Well, probably in about a week and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
We're really close.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your call. It sounds as though you're going to be quite busy. And we have Gary on the line. Hi, Gary. You there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. I was just wanting to call. I heard you talking about restaurants and stuff. And one place I end up going to for dessert that's real, real good is Capital City Cakes. It's over on East Broad Street in Bexley Plaza.
Hmm.
And, one thing I like about it, if you want, if you're, headed home, I know I stop there occasionally. I like chocolate cake. My wife likes white cake. The kids like carrot cake. So you can just stop and
and just buy a slice of, you know, what you like. You know, I know last time I was there, you know, they probably had 10, 15 different slices or different flavors of cake that you could just buy a slice or buy the whole cake or however you want, you know. And I really enjoy it and like it, and I just wanted to share that.
Is it near Frank's Diner or the...
It's in the same plaza.
Okay.
I know Frank's Diner. I pass that, too. It's on one end of the plaza.
Okay, I know where you are.
And Capital City Cakes is on the other end of that plaza.
So it's near the corner of Gould and East Broad.
Yes.
Or Broadly and Broad, yeah.
Broadly is the next street.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It sounds like Bexley's going to be overrun now by bakeries.
For us, we didn't have a lot for quite some time, so we deserve it.
292-8513, and Doug is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Over here in Springfield, we, I guess we're test marketing Laughing Noodle, which is from the White Castle chain. Has anybody been there, tried it?
Certainly haven't, but piques my interest.
I think they're doing a number of test cuisines at some of the traditional fast food restaurants, and certainly White Castle is right on the edge of this. Tell us about it.
Well, I've been there once. It was quite a change. They closed it for a while to remodel it because it looked like a standard White Castle, and now it looks like a real yuppie modern facility. And it specializes in all kinds of noodles. I had the teriyaki noodle one night. It's a little bit pricier if you're used to the little square hamburgers. But
most things are.
Yeah. Well, the thing that surprised me is why aren't they not testing that in Columbus? Because Springfield is a little bit more depressed economy, and I really was kind of confused by that because a little while ago, Gold Star Chili tried to do an upscale thing, and $10 chili didn't seem to go over too big.
Well, what is the average price of these dishes?
Well, they had like a full portion and a half portion. I had a half portion, which was like in the $6 range. I think it goes up to like $8. Hmm. Maybe it was like $5 and $8, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. Well, and, good coffee and that kind of stuff.
I certainly don't know about their marketing choice. Maybe they just wanted a smaller venue to
work
do the
gets around
in.
More and yeah. Since White Castle is located in Columbus, and I know the Ingram family is trying to do a bunch of different things, we'll probably get a chance to taste it pretty soon. I hope so. And maybe we should even drive over to Springfield and try it.
I get over there for work. I may do that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your call this morning, and we'll go to Art. Good morning, Art.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you folks know that the new Fisherman's Wharf is open in the Polaris area. If you remember, they used to be in Bexley and before that on Morse Road,
yeah.
But they're between Carrabba's and Quaker State and Lube, and we ate there last night, and it's really first class and a gorgeous place.
Hmm. I'm glad they're back.
Yeah, it's just off of 71 at the Polaris Parkway exit.
Right, right. And you should all give it a try. They're really nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, that was a restaurant in Bexley that was there for a long, long time and has been now gone for quite a long time.
Right. The building was torn down. It was the original Willard's. And then it became Fisherman's Wharf and maybe Nicky's, I believe. And then
now it's a parking lot.
Now it's a parking lot across from the new Bexley Plaza or whatever that's called. Yeah. Bexley Gateway.
292-8513. And Teresa's joining us. Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to make sure two people knew about Food for Good Thought. It's a gluten-free bakery in Clintonville. And it's just opened up, I would say, within maybe the last 2 months or so.
So we must have, three, four, five gluten-free bakeries now in Columbus?
Yeah. There are a couple, I think, in the Clintonville area. What is it? Is it patty cake, something like that? Has some gluten-free items. And I heard of another one. But, yeah, that's terrific because we get lots of calls about gluten-free products. Do you know of any of them that are serving, like, savory rolls and things that are not...
Not just bakery sugar-based?
Not just sweet pastries.
And Food for Good Thought has a great mission behind it as well. It's was started by a mom whose child is on the autism spectrum and really benefited from a gluten-free diet. And so she wanted to make that available to others.
I think I read about her, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, provide some training opportunities for other people that have disabilities.
That's terrific.
Work there. So
it's right on High Street there in Clintonville.
It is, yes. Okay. Just south of North Star.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your call this morning. And we're going to move on to Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I would like to make an ice cream recommendation. Unfortunately, as I called in, I realized they might be closed for the season. But the secret and more delicious alternative to Jenny's ice cream is up in the Worthington area. It's called Mardi Gras Ice Cream, and it's owned by an Indian family. It's been there forever. But it's on the corner of, like, Hard Road and Smoky Row. You can get to it if you're going north on 315 past 270 and you turn left on Hard Road. But
yeah, it's a nice little establishment, and they have flavors that you won't find anywhere else. One thing I might contest with you, more delicious than Jenny's, but it's very good.
So well, is this a seasonal stand?
I think they don't get a whole lot of business in the winter, so it has a storefront, and it's in a little shopping center.
Oh, I see.
But I think they just closed for the winter because they don't have an enormous amount of business. But it's definitely worth, if you're down in Columbus area, it's definitely worth the comparison to Jenny's, at the very least. But,
Powell, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But like you were saying, the flavors that they have are pretty unique, and also I think she works with way more butterfat than a lot of other ice creams.
There are vitamins that go with that.
It's an inside joke.
Thank you very much. Well, it's not that inside. We were talking about it on the radio. Call us next spring and remind us about it. Thanks very much. And Scott's joining us. Good morning.
Hey, I have a suggestion for a Vietnamese restaurant on the north side called Hung. I believe it's spelled H-O-U-N-G, if I'm correct. Fantastic Vietnamese food, reasonably priced. The decor is the decor.
It's about the food. We understand.
It is in a strip. I believe it's on 161. I may be wrong. I get Bethel and 161 confused, to be honest with you. But it's wonderful. I think they have the best spring rolls in the city, hands down. And I get a dish called the bit pho, I believe, every time.
Pho dish.
And it's over the moon. It's fantastic. So $6.
Have you tried their? I'm sure they do banh mi sandwiches. Have you tried those?
I haven't. I haven't. Okay. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm pretty adventurous. Or some, but I always go back to the same dish.
Hey, I know what you mean. I do the same thing.
Yeah, I can't stray. So next time I go, I'll widen my horizons a little bit. But definitely, it's very inexpensive. It's rather quick, so it can be done at lunch, and it's totally delicious. So check it out.
Well, thank you very much. And we'll go to Greg. We've only got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, I was just calling the last 30 seconds here. I wanted to tie a couple things together. There was a lot of talk about distilleries and new spirits and also the gluten-free. And one thing I know about Watershed is that their vodka is gluten-free. It's 100% corn.
Great news for gluten-sensitive people.
And their gin, too, is also gluten-free.
I have a friend who'd be very interested to know that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks very much for your call and for all of your calls this morning. We have been talking with WOSU restaurant critics Rich Terabak, his son Rich, and from Columbus Monthly, John Champlin. Thanks to all of you. This is listener-supported WOSU and WOSU HD 820 Columbus, streaming on the web at WOSU.org, WOSU 820, NPR News, and news is next from NPR. It's 12 o'clock.